Revolving Doors, a journey from private equity to public policy. In conversation with Ashish Dhawan, founder CEO of the Convergence Foundation. Conclusions paper, November 2023. Private equity investor, philanthropist, and educator, Ashish Dhawan has worn many hats over the course of his career. He currently runs the Convergence Foundation, which he set up a few years ago to help drive change at a public policy level. At a recent online session of the India CEO and CHRO forums, he shared insights, drawing on his long and varied career, on how business, education, and the not-for-profit sectors intersect in India. He also discussed how he used his learnings from the private sector to help build one of India's leading educational institutions, Ashoka University, and more recently to establish TCF. From personal to institutionalized philanthropy. Philanthropy can be a catalyst for socio-economic transformation as well as an engine for innovation. It serves both to help make government more effective and to promote inclusivity. Its functions range from providing R&D funding for risky ideas to fostering an ecosystem that supports sustainability and shaping and supporting organizations that remain relevant over decades. Established in 2021, TCF is a philanthropic institution with a dual emphasis on economic growth and development on the one hand and institution building on the other. Transformation through growth. While many foundations pursue social justice, equality, poverty alleviation, and inclusion, TCF's work centers on the pivotal role of economic growth in surmounting all these challenges. Historically, rising per capita income has proven to be the most effective way to eliminate poverty and raise living standards. Inspired by China's success in reducing poverty through economic development, TCF aims to establish pioneering institutions that are committed to nation building. It also seeks to drive a more systematic approach to economic reforms. Its operating principles include creating a big tent platform to foster inclusivity, nurture an entrepreneurial spirit, and promote collaboration. In a nutshell, pioneering institutions have the following characteristics. Strategic, they work strategically to influence demand, enhance salience, and actively engage in changing the rules of the game. Effective, pioneering institutions are effective at demonstrating results within specific sectors and geographic areas. They monitor effectiveness through robust monitoring and evaluation processes and actively seeking feedback from stakeholders. Collaborative, they prioritize building a high-quality board and cultivating a circle of influential champions who can contribute to and support the organization's mission. Sustainable, pioneering institutions strive to build a core group of committed individuals who remain with the organization for over 10 years, contributing to long-term stability and impact. What does convergence really mean? Given that economic growth can be an engine of societal progress, it is vital to build institutions that can drive systemic change while addressing complex challenges. This is no small issue. India's large number of big and complex issues requires a clear identification of priority areas. Randomized control trials, the preferred method for measuring program effectiveness and therefore making informed decisions, can be tricky to run, but it can help to draw insights or parallels from the other. Similar programs elsewhere. TCF focuses on two key pillars of convergence that can help catalyze growth. Pillar 1, promoting ease of doing business through trade liberalization policies that encourage both FDI and labor-intensive exports, robust MSME financing, support to sectors like tourism and construction, and eliminating friction in the land and labor markets. Pillar 2. Building human capital and investing in basic public services that are also long-term drivers of growth, such as education, sanitization, healthcare, electricity, and transport. Improving access to nutrition and clean air are also key elements. Transitioning to the social sector, for individuals looking to move into the philanthropic space, it is important to keep a few ground realities in mind. Just as in business, the 80-20 rule applies here. 80% of the learnings from the corporate world are directly applicable and can often prove decisive. However, there is still a 20% gap to be filled because some of the more complex societal challenges require a degree of unlearning. In the social sector, results also often take longer, typically 10 to 15 years, to materialize. And many situations are beyond anyone's immediate control. Longevity is thus a key factor, standing in contrast with the corporate sector, where even top leaders may stay in a role for just 3 to 5 years. In such conditions, a collaborative approach built on trust is crucial. The public sector also demands a greater mission, orientation, and purpose than other roles. A key skill is the ability to take a broad and pragmatic approach to filling gaps, resolving challenges, and making strategic interventions that promote development in a holistic, sustainable sense. Finally, it is vital to remember that while the social sector does offer a profound sense of purpose, which can sometimes be elusive in the private sector, sustaining one's motivation can be a challenge. This is particularly on account of the extended timelines required to drive impact, but also because the social sector is prone to outside criticism. All the public scrutiny around an organization's intentions and outcomes end up adding a layer of complexity to the transition.